Welcome to the Heart Journey podcast. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Losalve. I am coming to you as a minister, but I also happen to be a psychologist. So we talk a lot about where faith encounters psychology. Today, we're talking about Anchored in Peace, 15 Heart Journey tools for the holidays. It's Thanksgiving week, and so we're taking a break from our series on Are You Codependent or Christ Dependent? We'll pick that back up next week, but this completely fits in because we're talking about our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with others. So today we're going to talk about how to walk in truth and love without losing yourself and how to set boundaries, how to stay anchored in peace, because remember, peace it's your place of power. It's your position of power. And God's peace has an authority with it. And God wants you to live from that peace. So when you get out of that peace, go get back in. Get out of that peace, get back in. Try to not make any big decisions when you're out of that peace. I'm going to share a personal story today. I'm going to give you 15 tools plus one bonus tool for those of you that have holiday birthdays. I want to start out with our opening frame talking about agency. God has given you agency. You have a holy capacity to choose to co-create with God, to co-author your life with God. Now, who is the main driver in that co-authorship? It should be Jesus. He is the one we're following. We want to do nothing other than what we see the Father doing. But you have agency, and that means you face your fears. If you are living by your fears, then you're not living by faith. But when God calls you to do something and you step out and you face your fears, and He'll meet you in that. My son just did that in coming forward to get baptized. There was warfare over it, and as he stepped into it, he said he felt so much peace and presence of God that he cried with joy. But there had been warfare over that whole day, knowing he needed to get baptized. So agency means you do not agree to be at places or in situations God has told you to not do. And it means that you are in the places God has told you to be in. So if you're feeling uncomfortable because you really mean no, but you say yes out of false guilt, that's not faith, that's fear. But if you say yes, even though you're uncomfortable because God told you to do it, then that's faith. You see, it's different. We can be uncomfortable and be out of the Spirit and codependent, or we can be uncomfortable and be in the Spirit. And so we need to understand, just because I'm uncomfortable doesn't mean it's not God. Am I obeying the Lord and doing it in His Spirit at the pace of grace by His strength? Remember, your place of peace is your position of power. Jesus is walking with you, and our goal is one heart and one mind with Him. Our heart journey goal is one heart and one mind. The journey is to Him, and He is the journey. All right, so I want to talk about a personal story between truth, love, and a space in between and boundaries, because I'm going to talk to you about setting boundaries today, and I'm going to give you some tools for setting boundaries. But I also want to share a situation where I feel I've made a mistake, where I set too hard of a boundary. I went from not setting good boundaries and being reactionary to setting too harsh of a boundary. My mom had frequently aggressively kind of told me to leave or get out of her house my whole life, including as a child. And so when she did it the last time, about a couple years before she passed away, about 2 3/4 years before she passed away, she had had cancer for about 2 years at that point. And she told me to get out in a very aggressive tone. And this time I said, Mom, this time I'm not going to come back to you. I'm not going to pretend like it didn't happen. This might be the last time I see you if you never contact me again. Anyway, I left and she didn't contact me again. It was 2 years. And I took that to the Lord and took that to the Lord and took that to the Lord. And God still used it. He healed me a lot during that time. But after 2 years, my brother came to me and he said, Barbara, do you really believe mom's capable? Because I think you're more capable here of making the move, and she's dying. And so I met her halfway. I triangulated my brother, unfortunately, but I said, hey, I'll be at my niece's birthday and you can let mom know I'll be there if she'd like to come. And she did come. And we had about 7 months together before she passed. And it was a good time of reconciliation. But, you know, I still feel like I never knew my mother. Sometimes I wonder, if I hadn't have been so harsh, could I have known her in those 2 years? Could I have handled it differently without being so harsh and saying, you're going to have to pursue me? Because she wasn't able to. She just didn't have it in her. And anyway, it took me a long time to admit that I think I made a mistake. And recently in some 12-step work I've been doing, I do admit I made a mistake. And I wish I would have spent more time with her over those 2 years when her heart was softening. She did apologize to me in those last 7 months for some of the things. She apologized for things she put me through, is what she said. And that was very precious to me. And so I just wonder what I missed. So Jesus, maybe you have a situation like that. Maybe you are feeling convicted. I need to reconcile with someone right now. And I want to encourage you to let Jesus lead you. What is the last thing he told you to do? Sometimes we're in the car with Jesus and we're like, I'm going to get out and hitchhike from here. And we get out and it's like the car door is still open. I'm imagining one of those old big station wagons and God's at the driver's seat. He's just waiting for you to come back. And so you come right back to where you left him, that point where you stopped obeying him. That's where you come back to. Don't ask for a new word. Come back to the word he gave you. All right. So how do we get through the holidays with these relatives? Tool one, safety and stability skills. So we can use the Mind Mansion tool, which is in the Heart Journey book and journal, Kind Eyes with Jesus. We can, gratitude shifts our mindsets. We can meditate on how grateful we are for the 10 most important people and situations in our life. We can use four square breathing in the Ruach breath of God, holding it for four, breathing out for four, holding it for four. So inhaling, hold, exhale, hold, over and over, inhaling his peace, exhaling fear. We've done Mind Mansion in other podcasts, and also it's in the book. And if you have the book and journal, you have access to the QR code where you can have some guided meditations by me, including Mind Mansion with Jesus. But basically, the Mind Mansion is a, you imagine your mind is a big mansion. And in that, you can go in any room. It has so many rooms. You can go any room you want with Jesus and just be with him. Even as I'm talking about it, I feel him right now. And there are no doors or windows, or there's doors and windows all through the mansion. So you're never trapped. And in fact, since you are seated in heavenly places with him and he abides in you, there are no limits to where you can go with him, and you can use your pneumatological imagination. Kind Eyes with Jesus is another tool where you imagine the kind eyes of Jesus looking at you, and you just meditate on that. And that activates your ventral vagal release. Tool two, expectation reset and role clarification. I want you to write down, maybe give yourself a permission slip, a literal permission slip, and write down what you're giving yourself permission to or for over the holidays. So maybe it's, I give myself permission to committing to presence and peace. I release myself from rescuing or proving. I give myself permission to say no when I mean no and yes when I mean yes. So give yourself, tool number two is give yourself your holiday permission slip, as many of them as you need. You might need 10 permission slips. Carry them around with you on little post-its or on the notes app in your phone. Tool number three, self-parenting with Jesus. When you feel like you're 7 years old or 13 years old again, it's probably a young child part within you. Bring that part to Jesus. Ask Jesus, what do you want to say to this young part of me? And listen to his voice. He's always speaking. God indeed, his sheep hear his voice, and God indeed talks all the time. And then also parent that part of you with the Lord. If the Lord says, I love you, tender one, you can be with that little one on the inside of you and say, bro, I love, if you're a guy, you can say, bro, I love you so much. If you're a woman, you can say, sweet baby girl, I love you so much. You're not alone. And meet the need of that vulnerable part. If that vulnerable part needs to feel heard or seen or told that he or she is safe, tell that part. You're learning to be a loving parent with yourself through your oneness with Jesus. Tool number four, quadruple entry journaling. This is directly from the Heart Journey book and journal. So you get out your pen and paper, you journal, what is the event that bothered you? And then in the second column, you want to name, well, actually in that same column, write down the event that's bothering you and write down what you're feeling and what you're experiencing in your body sensations. Now scroll back on that body sensation to a memory that you have when you were little. And then write down that memory. Write down that memory. Okay, so now we have the memory. So in column one, you write down, here's the memory that's underneath the sensation I'm feeling. Then you welcome Jesus into that memory. You think about that memory. You open up that memory. And then you welcome Jesus in it right away because he brings safety. And ask Jesus, what do you want to give me in this memory? Then you also bring in your adult self. You time travel your adult self back to parent that child part of you, to meet the unmet needs of that child part with Jesus. You can bring in safe others as well. Imagine what they would say or do. Like if you could time travel back your husband or your wife to be with you as a child, to minister to you. Write that down. And then here's an optional additional step, a fifth step. You could also write down like a future practice tool where you could picture yourself facing a similar moment and responding differently from a whole place, and write what that would be like to do that self-parenting work in the moment and respond and being in the world differently. Okay, so you have an event, it's bothering you. You name your feeling and sensations. You scroll back on those to a memory. Okay, you write down that memory. You write down the feeling and the body sensations. You welcome Jesus into the memory. Write down what he says and does in that memory. In your pneumatological imagination, write down with pen and paper what he does in your pneumatological imagination. Then do your self-parenting work and bring in safe others. And then an optional fifth category is future practice. Write down what it would be like for yourself to be differently in the world as you live based on what Jesus did in you. All right, tool number five, forgiveness of others and yourself. We need to make sin small and grace big. The grace and the blood and the forgiveness of God through the cross and resurrection is enough to handle more than all the sins of the world. And when we really take the log out of our own eye, when we really look at the log in our own eye, we realize we have many, many sins. Someone might be narcissistically abusing us or trying to, but are we seething with resentment? Are we judgmental? Are we secretly hoping for their demise? Which sin is worse? Neither. And so if we actually get our mind off the one finger pointing out and back to the fingers pointing at ourselves, and really allow the Lord to break up that hard ground of our own sin, our own resentment, we can be free. It helps me forgive to understand how my own sin and dysfunction and dysfunctional excesses are at work in my life, harming myself and others and my relationship with the Lord. That is what I need to be focusing on. Tool number six, be aware of the triangle of pain. That is for the Karpman drama triangle. So when someone starts acting like a victim, we're so tempted to get on the triangle of pain as a caretaker or a persecutor. If someone starts judging us, persecuting us, we're tempted to act like a victim or a caretaker. If someone starts caretaking us it's kind of controlling, we want to persecute or feel like a victim. So whenever anyone around us wants to hop on that triangle of pain as a victim or child part, a caretaker, fixer, controller, or persecutor, you're not okay until you do what I tell you to do. And that all that judgment, whenever someone else hops on the triangle of pain, we're tempted to as well. Watch out for hopping on that triangle of pain, because it causes pain. Instead, know that God has you, God has me. I'm going to carry my own load. Like Galatians 6 says, I'm going to carry my own backpack, let you carry your backpack. And you're okay, you've got God, I'm okay, I've got God. Unless it's a child, we don't have to fix the situation normally. All right, tool number seven, think about community and recovery. Think about having a Friendsgiving. If you're noticing you're drinking too much, eating too much, hoarding, debting, spending, addicted to people-pleasing, think about a 12-step recovery. There are several Christian 12-step recoveries, such as Celebrate Recovery and Recovery Alive. There are also other groups such as Codependence Anonymous that are not Christian, but they focus on higher power. So you can just plug Jesus right in. Alcoholics Anonymous, Marijuana Anonymous, Nicotine Anonymous, etc. So many. Debtors Anonymous. All right, tool number eight, grounding and body soothing. All right, so grounding is when we think about our body and where there's a place in our body that feels anchoring, like it feels settled, and think about what that place feels like and soften into expanding that place. Maybe like for me, like my hips feel real grounded. So I'm going to expand that sensation, be with it. If it were a color, I would say it's kind of, I don't know, yellow with gray edges, like bright but solid. And just being with that. We can also do body soothing, where we soothe the five senses and then think about how our body feels, and doing grounding after we've soothed our five senses. So it's like I have a lavender candle, and I'm smelling it. And then I'm thinking about where I feel grounded in my body. It's just we're using some externals to help us get into that grounding place. Tool number nine, centering prayer. Thinking about a scripture or saying the name of Jesus over and over. Or thinking about the word peace, peace of God. I surrender to the peace of Jesus. Just thinking about those words. Thinking about them over and over, I surrender to his peace. Just simple and focusing and centering all your attention on those words for 5 minutes. It's incredible. You can also take 5 minutes just to attune with the Lord and what he's saying. It's so settling. You get back in the spirit, you hear him. Tool number 10, boundaries. Only do what you see the Father doing. That is your boundary. Now, for some of us, our radar's gotten off where the Holy Spirit's saying, go this way, but we almost want to automatically go this way. So be aware of where your radar needs healing. And I want to encourage you to think about the Heart Journey book and journal if you're a woman. And we also have the Heart Journey mentoring and community experience that we just started. You can go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience. We're working a lot on boundaries with our codependency series. So I want you to continue to listen to, are you codependent or Christ dependent, to keep working on boundaries. All right. And also, if you have the Heart Journey book and journal, I believe it is chapter number 8. We work on boundaries quite a bit. Tool number 11, encounter rehearsals. Visualize holiday scenarios with Jesus. So imagine what is going to happen, what some of the triggers might be, and imagine what you'll do, and imagine Jesus being there. So you're going to do that future practicing with Jesus. Pray over those moments, invite Jesus into those future moments. Tool number 12, meaningful, intentional engagement. Think about who you want to spend time with over the holidays. Also, think about how much time you want to spend with people. If you know that you can only stay in the spirit with your family for 2 hours, then only stay there 2 hours. Don't stay there 5, because it's better to love well than to lose your peace and misbehave. So, we want to stay out of defensiveness. We want to stay out of criticalness. We want to stay out of contempt, and we want to stay out of stonewalling. Like, I'm never going to talk to you about that again or about anything. But instead, we want to be quick to repair. And we also want to know ourselves. How long can you actually stay in a situation and hold your peace? I think you know. And so it's better to stay in the spirit than to stay in the situation longer and get out of the spirit and lose your peace and misbehave. Tool number 13, new traditions, release old ones. Sometimes the current traditions aren't working. Maybe sometimes you don't want to cook. Maybe you can afford to pay a company to cook your Thanksgiving dinner or to cater in. Or maybe you want to go out this year. It's okay to change it up. If you feel like you're pulling and pulling and pulling to get people to come along to your holiday traditions, why not change it up? Why not have a friend? Why not invite your friends and then let your family come if they want to? You have agency. Remember how we started this. Tool number 14, track and release legacy roles and burdens. All right. So maybe in your family of origin, you were the scapegoat or you were the lonely child. It's okay for you to show up outside of these old roles. Now, some of your family might not be able to handle you like having all of a sudden deep talks if your family just doesn't deep talk. But maybe your sister-in-law can do it. You can do it with her. So you don't want to just fracture the whole family system by coming in and deep talking, but find people you can deep talk with. And when you step out of a family role, it's an inside job. They might still think you're the problem and they might still scapegoat you, but you don't have to believe it. And so when they say something, you just be like, thank you for sharing. And that's it. Let them. But let Jesus change you. You step out of the role, even if they try to keep you in it. You are free. They need what you have more than you need them to change. They need your Jesus. You don't need them to change. They need your Jesus. Also, tool number 15, look at what's happening with the airlines. I know that in America, we have a tremendous flight problem with our government being shut down. maybe think about staying home this year or doing something more simple. And a bonus tool, number 16, if you have a holiday birthday and you are used to feeling left out, give yourself permission, take the agency, and celebrate yourself. This is your Thanksgiving. This is your birthday. This is your Christmas coming up. How do you want it? I have a family member who always curates her whole birthday weekend. I love this idea. After her birthday recently, she said, I curated the perfect birthday weekend. It was all so perfect. She took agency, she allowed agency for her birthday, All right, beloved, I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Oh, by the way, my birthday lands on or near Thanksgiving almost every year. So I got you on that one. I feel you on that one. And my son's birthday is Christmas Eve. So we just celebrate. We make the most of it. You're worth celebrating. Beloved, no matter what you're going through this Thanksgiving, I want you to know Jesus is so near. He's near to the brokenhearted. He's drawn to the brokenhearted. He's with you. I'm with you too. I love you. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/self-parent for my self-parenting guide. And also, if you struggle with rejection, drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. We have so many free tools for you. I love you. I'm here for you. Get your heart journey book and journal. Do your work. If you're a woman, join our heart journey mentoring and community experience. We're right at the start of it. You have the heart of the Lord. You have my heart, and I'll be with you in all the usual spaces. Binge on the podcast on codependency and the podcast we've been doing on inner healing. It'll help. You're not alone. Take me with you on your holidays. I'll see you next time.